Now listen out for this attitude word, doch. Doch means yes, and is used to contradict a negative statement. Go for gist now, just let your instincts kick in. Listen to what Julius says to you.
Ich habe 3 Stunden lang gekocht. Du kannst jetzt abwaschen. Du bist nicht müde, oder?
What did Julius say? Yes, he said he's cooked for 3 hours. And did you catch on that he wanted you to wash up? What was to wash up? Yes, abwaschen. Du kannst abwaschen. Julius reckons you aren't tired. Du bist nicht müde, oder? You're not tired, are you? That is a negative question to which you should now give that unexpectedly positive response, doch. So say, oh yes, I am very tired. Remember the word müde meaning tired.
Doch, ich bin sehr müde.
Yes, I'm very tired. Doch. Short but sweet. Try another. Using the Z form, how would you say, don't you like it? To say to like, you can use gern haben, literally to have something willingly, gladly. So, don't you like it would be?
Haben Sie es nicht gern?
Did you get that? Haben Sie es nicht gern? Now, adding the doch response. Don't you like it? Oh, yes, I do.
Haben Sie es nicht gern?
Doch.
Another way of saying to like is gefallen. Michelle Thomas taught us the expression I like it, it pleases to me, es gefällt mir. It needs a little practice, so let's try I like it a lot. And for a lot, think of very well, sehr gut, not viel. So once again, I like it, it pleases me a lot, very well.
Es gefällt mir sehr gut.
Ja, es gefällt mir sehr gut. What about he likes it a lot? It pleases to him a lot.
Es gefällt ihm sehr gut.
Richtig, es gefällt ihm sehr gut. Let's try that in the past now. I liked it. Dive from the Haben diving board and you'll come up with gefallen again. So, I liked it.
Es hat mir gefallen.
Es hat mir gefallen. What about to a friend? You liked it, didn't you? For didn't you, isn't that so? You've already heard oder, but there's also nicht wahr. Literally, not true, isn't that true? Nicht wahr? So let's try, you liked it, didn't you?
Es hat dir gefallen, nicht wahr?
Es hat dir gefallen, nicht wahr? Now ask, did you like it?
Hat es dir gefallen?
Hat es dir gefallen? And now changing the word order to make it a negative question, didn't you like it then?
Hat es dir denn nicht gefallen?
Hat es dir denn nicht gefallen? And now you're in the position to try this with that emphatic doch answer. Didn't you like it then? Oh yes, I did.
Hat es dir denn nicht gefallen?
Doch.
Hat es dir denn nicht gefallen? Doch. So, after a negative statement or question, when you want to cancel it out and be super positive, use doch. You'll also hear doch used for emphasis or encouragement. Similar to the English do. Using the polite command form and inserting doch, say, do come or come on.
Kommen Sie doch.
Kommen Sie doch. Let's look at some more examples of doch being used in this way. For example, in sentences such as, now be patient, or in, now don't be so cheeky. For both of these sentences, we need the word sei, which comes from sein, to be. Sei is the command form for the du person, and seien Sie for the formal Sie person. Bearing this in mind, what would don't be so stupid be?
Sei doch nicht so dumm.
Sei doch nicht so dumm. Don't be so stupid. Right, back to our sentence. Now be patient or be patient now. Try and work it out using the formal Sie command and geduldig for patient.
Seien Sie doch geduldig.
Seien Sie doch geduldig. Good. Now, if frech means cheeky, how would you say to Julia, using that doch, don't be so cheeky?
Sei doch nicht so frech.
Sei doch nicht so frech, jawohl. Yes, don't be so cheeky. And using the polite form to a passerby and nett for kind, be so kind and tell me. Firstly, be so kind.
Seien Sie so nett.
Seien Sie so nett. Now add that attitude word doch for emphasis.
Seien Sie doch so nett.
Seien Sie doch so nett. And now let's add and tell me. For tell, use sagen in that easy command form. And remember that tell me is really tell to me. So, and tell to me.
Und sagen Sie mir.
Und sagen Sie mir. Seien Sie doch so nett und sagen Sie mir. Well done. And now you can add anything you need to know, like where the station is.
Wo der Bahnhof ist.
Wo der Bahnhof ist. Now try the whole very polite request. Be so kind and tell me where the station is.
Seien Sie doch so nett und sagen Sie mir, wo der Bahnhof ist.
Seien Sie doch so nett und sagen Sie mir, wo der Bahnhof ist. Super, das war ja toll. That really was great. And did you spot the tiny attitude word in that? Das war ja toll. Yes, the ja simply adds emphasis and flow. Das war ja toll. Think of this as a game, spotting these attitude words when you listen in on other people's conversations. You'll soon realize they don't make a big difference to the meaning, but they really affect the flow and rhythm of what is said. And I'd like to share my favorite example with you, an expression in which 50% are attitude words.
Es ist doch nun mal so.
Es ist doch nun mal so. That's just how it is. Es ist doch nun mal so. Es ist doch nun mal so. Und das wär's. And that's it.